The following is a radio play. It imagines how Northumberland 89.7 would have covered the Kennedy assassination had the station existed on November 22, 1963. The play covers the historical timeline as closely as possible to that of real-life events on that fateful day in Dallas, Texas. We will begin with a few minutes of regular programming that might have been heard on November 22, 1963, then follow with the story as it unfolded with the first word of the shooting around 1:40 p.m. Eastern Time. The presentation will end with the formal announcement of Kennedy's death at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, the exact time it happened in Dallas exactly 58 years ago. Now let's go back to the early afternoon of November 22, 1963.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Needle Temple and April Stevens, Deep Purple, here on Northumberland 89.7. It's November 22nd, 1963, 34 degrees on the outside, chance of flurries, and it's going to go down to 21 tonight. So get your woolies on. Here are the bull marks from a couple years ago on Northumberland 89.7. Billy, when I walk in.
It is more important than ever to support our local businesses. They support groups, events, and more in our area. Northumberland 89.7 is glad to help spread the word to bring people to you. Contact us at info@northumberland897.ca.
I thought I lost him, and then his letter came.
That's one of the cooler songs that the hip scene wanted back in 1962. Sandy Selsey, When Jimmy Comes Home, here in Northumberland 89.7. We have a news brief with Mr. Andy Kirkpatrick right now.
Northumberland 89.7 is your best choice for local news. It's 34 degrees outside on this sunny November 22nd, 1963. Services are being held at this hour for Toronto Mayor Donald Somerville. Mr. Somerville died earlier this week of a heart attack during a charity hockey game. And the man known as the Birdman of Alcatraz has died. Robert Stroud spent 54 years in the U.S. prison system for murdering two men. He gained his nickname for his raising of birds in Alcatraz prison. And British writer C.S. Lewis has died. Lewis, whose works included The Chronicles of Narnia, would have been 65 years old next week. He died of heart failure.
We now take you back to our special radio presentation remembering the assassination of President John F. Kennedy as it happened on this day 58 years ago, here on Northumberland 89.7.
So nice, I played it twice. That's an old DJ trick, you see. Terry Black from last year, Unless You Care, here on Northumberland 89.7. And, you know, I was watching TV this morning, the CBS Morning Show, and they had this new group on that I had never seen before. I believe they were known as the Beatles, and it was spelled not like the bug, but B-E-A-T as in a music beat, right? But I don't know, like, they really had long hair. And there's nothing I hate worse than these long-haired youngsters. But and as for the music, I don't know. I don't think guitar bands have a future. And I just wondering what you think, Mr. Kirkpatrick. Sorry.
I love them. I think they're amazing, talented musicians. Their harmonies are great.
I'll give them that.
And their tunes are just really something novel, and they've got an upbeat, nice feel to them. I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, the thing is, though, UK groups haven't done well in North America
first time until now. Brother.
Yeah, yeah. It's possible. I could see them having a couple of hits, maybe. Well,
they seem to be catching on here in Canada, from what I can hear on the radio.
It appears to be, yes. But I'm kind of, like, iffy on their sound and the future. I think we're going to see comebacks from like Frankie Lane and Rosemary Clooney. I think that's what the kids want. They want that older sound.
Well, I'll tell you, at my school, the kids are all rushing to get out of class, go to the common room, and put on Beatles music.
Really?
Yes, sir. We got all sorts of albums, and we love them.
So the days of kids going to the malt shop and listening to Pat Boone records are over, you figure?
Well, we weren't allowed to do that in the schools that I went to.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. And Bobby Riddell's a brand new hit on the charts. It's called Forget Him.
Forget Him.
Northumberland 89.7, Dale Patterson here on the Teen Canteen on a beautiful day outside. 34 degrees, chance of flurries. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we got 30 degrees and sunny. It's getting colder and colder, but you got to remember that Christmas is just about a month away. How about that, eh? It seems like time, like it flies so much, eh? But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, let me see now. We got, we'll have another news brief next hour with Andy Kirkpatrick. He's always on top of things. He's one of the greatest newscasters we've ever had. But in the meantime, I got more music. There's this new artist called Gord Lightfoot. He had a few hits last year. I think he's going to be a big star, but time will tell. We got Remember Me, I'm the One Who Loves You, right after these.
This is Northumberland's live and local radio station. From the latest news to our show hosts and unique programs, there is something for everyone, 7 days a week. Check out our complete list of programs at northumberland897.ca.
We now take you back to our special radio presentation remembering the assassination of President John F. Kennedy as it happened on this day 58 years ago, here on Northumberland 89.7.
Well, there he is, that brand new artist, Gord Lightfoot. Now, I'm hearing that he's going to be changing his name to Gordon Lightfoot. A little more gravitas there. Anyway, that's Remember Me, I'm the One Who Loves You. And he sounds a little bit like Johnny Cash. What do you think? Anyway, the Port Hope Santa Claus Parade for 1963 is coming up on November 27th. Parade start time is 1 o'clock. It's at the intersection of Bramley and Rideout. The parade staging begins at 12 p.m. along Bramley Street South. And the parade end location is at the town hall. How about some Beach Boys? That's Jackie Shane and Any Other Way here on the Teen Canteen. Dale Patterson here, and one more check of the weather. 34 degrees is the current temperature. There's a chance of flurries later today, a 40% chance, and it's going down to 21 tonight. Oh, get your woolies on. And tomorrow, Tuesday, it's going to be 30 degrees and sunny, going down to 27 at night. Right now, 34 degrees at Northumberland. 89.7, and we got Paul Anka coming up next.
These days, it can be a puzzle where you can turn to get the news from your own backyard. This is Cecilia Naismith, and I'm helping you find out. Northumberland 89.7 takes pride in being your truly local news source. Tune in for the scoop on what's happening near you, on the air, and in more detail on our website. We report the stories, and we also go beyond the headlines and talk with the people who make things happen. You deserve to be well informed. Let Northumberland 89.7 be your go-to source for local information.
We now take you back to our special radio presentation remembering the assassination of President John F. Kennedy as it happened on this day 58 years ago, here on Northumberland 89.7.
That was Paul Anka from about 4 years ago with Lonely Boy. And I'll tell you, the 50s seem like a long time ago, don't they? Here we are in 1963, getting near the mid-60s. Oh, how time flies. Here are the Chiffons right now, and I Have a Boyfriend. I'm sorry, folks, I got to cut that record off. We have some very important news from Andy Kirkpatrick.
This just into Northumberland 89.7. Shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in Dallas First reports say the president has been seriously wounded, perhaps fatally. More updates as we receive them.
Thank you, Andy. We'll keep on top of that. In the meantime, some more music. Here's Gene McDaniels and Point of No Return. Right here on Northumberland 89.7, we are truly local radio. Gene McDaniels and Point of No Return here on Northumberland 89.7. And we have more information from Andy on the news desk.
Yes, Dale, more details have arrived. Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in Dallas. First reports say the president has been seriously wounded. Texas Governor John Connally, who was riding in the same car, has also been seriously wounded. Both men have been taken to the nearby Parkland Hospital. More details as we receive them.
Thank you, Andy, and we have more music from Lenny Welch.
When you just give love.
Well, I may have heard some chatter at the beginning of that record from yours truly, but I just want to give you a feel of the excitement and the anticipation happening in the Northumberland 89.7 newsroom, giving you a bit of a background there. But we have more from Andy. He's right here with more from the news in Dallas. Go ahead,
yes,
Andy.
Dale, we have further information now. President Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally have been shot in Dallas. They were traveling in a motorcade through downtown Dallas when three shots rang out. One of the shots struck the president in the neck. The next one hit him in the head. Both have been taken to Parkland Hospital in serious condition. First Lady Jackie Kennedy, seated next to the president, reportedly shouted, "Oh no," when President Kennedy was felled by the headshot. Some witnesses say the shots came from an upper floor of a building behind the president. Others say it came from a grassy hill to the right of the motorcade. More details as we receive them. Over to you, Dale.
Well, in light of the very disturbing news in Dallas, we're slowing the music down. That was Les Baxter with Unchained Melody. And now let's return to the Northumberland 89.7 newsroom for more on the shooting in Dallas.
Well, it's been confirmed that President Kennedy has been taken to Parkland Hospital in Dallas after being struck down by a potential assassin's bullets. The president was riding in a motorcade with First Lady Jackie Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally and his wife Nellie. A suspect identified as a white male in his 30s, carrying a .30-30 caliber rifle, was seen running from a building known to locals as the Texas School Book Depository, where the shooting may have come from. Unconfirmed reports say Kennedy's wounds may be fatal, but we cannot confirm these reports yet.
Well, Nat King Cole and Too Young here on Northumberland 89.7. Well, this so happens Northumberland 89.7 newsman Fred Lucan is in Dallas to conduct some business, and he is on the line now. Fred?
Hi, Dale.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing well. I'm standing right in front of the building where the shots apparently came from. Is our connection okay?
We have a bad connection. I can barely hear you. Let me make a couple of adjustments. Okay, just let me do this with my limited technical expertise. Okay, I believe I fixed it. Fred?
Okay, I'm here. I did see the shooting. I happened to be in Dallas for a business convention and wanted to see President Kennedy during the motorcade through downtown Dallas. But everyone here, I have to say, is, and including myself, is just in a total state of shock and disbelief at what happened. From what I understand, President Kennedy was scheduled to speak at a luncheon at the Dallas Trade Mart this afternoon. I talked to one witness, a young boy about 11 years old, who said he saw a man leaning out of a window with a rifle, and he saw the shooting of the president and Governor Connally. The young man said he saw Jackie Kennedy cradling President Kennedy's head in her lap after the shooting. The motorcade then sped away, presumably to head straight to Parkland Hospital. No word on the status of Vice President Lyndon Johnson and his wife. I'm hearing that a full-scale search for the suspect has begun. Police have surrounded the Texas school book depository in hopes the attempted assassin is still there. More news as we get it.
Thank you, Fred. We'll hear from you later.
This is local radio for Northumberland County. We are CFWN-FM, Northumberland 89.7.
We have word now from Parkland Hospital that the president has received an emergency blood transfusion. A major manhunt is underway for the suspect in the shooting. One report says that a 25-year-old man answering the description of the suspect has been arrested and taken into custody. Over to you, Dale.
Henry Mancini and Moon River on a very solemn afternoon here in Northumberland County. Andy Kirkpatrick has more information about the shooting in Dallas.
We now understand that President Kennedy's mother and father have been advised that their son was shot in Dallas. They are in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy is safe. Mrs. Connolly also does not appear to be injured. Oh, we now have a report that President Kennedy has been given the last sacraments of the Roman Catholic Church. Some news organizations are reporting that the president is dead, but we have no confirmation of this. The crowd that had gathered at the Dallas Trademark has been informed of the president's shooting and has begun to disperse. There are reports that the border with Mexico has been closed.
Hi, I'm Adam Hudson, registered dietitian at the Community Health Centers of Northumberland and host of the weekly Health Beat every Tuesday at noon. For the past 2 years, our show has hosted a variety of guests to inform our listeners on all things related to health, including physiological, community, and social health concerns. I am excited to have a variety of guests continue to educate the Northumberland community on all health issues. Please join me every Tuesday at 12 for the weekly Health Beat, only on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
We now take you back to our special radio presentation remembering the assassination of President John F. Kennedy as it happened on this day 58 years ago, here on Northumberland 89.7.
This just off the wire, Father Huber of Holy Trinity Church in Dallas has administered the last sacrament of the church to the president. The sacrament was administered just a few minutes ago. Another priest who declined to give his name said the chief executive was still alive at the time. Vice President Johnson's wife, after a quick check on conditions in the emergency section, said her husband was unharmed. He is reportedly badly shocked by the assassination. Doctors are trying to keep him as quiet as possible. He is under heavy Secret Service and police protection. The Johnson car was about 60 yards from the Kennedy car, about half a football field, when the shots rang out.
Thanks again, Andy. The last attempted assassination of a president took place in 1950 when a group of Puerto Rican nationalists attempted to assassinate Harry Truman. In 1933, a deranged man attempted to assassinate President-elect Franklin Delano Roosevelt in Miami. It was unsuccessful. The attack did kill Chicago Mayor Anton Cermak. The last successful assassination of a president was on William McKinley in Buffalo in 1901. If any song fit the mood of this afternoon, that's that song. It Doesn't Matter Anymore by Paul Anka. Andy has an update on the president's condition.
Yes, the latest reports on the president's condition is that he has been critically injured, and Texas Governor John Connolly, who was in the same car and also shot, is in serious condition but expected to survive. The shots rang out about 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time as the presidential motorcade near the end of its journey through the streets of Dallas. The two injured men were taken to nearby Parkland Hospital, and police are questioning a 25-year-old white man in connection with the assassination attempt. A man fitting his description was seen by some witnesses pointing what appeared to be at a man fitting his description. It appeared to be a high-powered rifle at the presidential car. He is protesting his innocence. The crowd at the scene scattered at the sound of the shots, some rushing to a grassy area to the right of the president's car, where witnesses say the shots came from. Others say the shots came from a building to the rear of the president's car. President Kennedy was carried into Parkland Hospital unconscious. Back to you, Dale.
That's Johnny Ray and Cry, and a lot of people are weeping this afternoon as we await word on the president's condition. Hi, Fred. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what's the latest, man?
Well, I'm still here at Dealey Plaza, where the shooting at the Kennedy motorcade took place about nearly an hour ago. Much of the pandemonium has subsided, but the area has taken a very solemn air as citizens await more news on the shooting. Rumors are circulating that the president is dead, but there have been no official announcements to this point. Police have cordoned off the Texas School Book Depository, where some witnesses say the bullets came from. That's it from Dallas for now.
That's Aaron Copland, Fanfare for the Common Man. And before that, Johnny Ray and the Four Lads and the Little White Cloud That Cried. Here on a very, very terrible afternoon. You can't get away from it. It's just horrible news. And we have another update from Andy Kirkpatrick. Andy?
Yes, in fact, we do have more bad news. Bill Stinson, an assistant to Governor Connolly, said he talked to the governor in the operating room at Parkland Hospital. He said the governor was shot just below the shoulder blade in the back. Stinson said he asked Connolly how it happened, and he said, "I don't know, I guess from the back. They got the president, too." We also have word that both the New York Stock Exchange and the American Stock Exchange have been closed for the day.
Local news and information is as close as your smart device. Check the news section of our website for in-depth local stories and visit us on social media. Get it all at Northumberland897.ca.
Hi, this is David Newland, host of The Morning Show, Mondays and Tuesdays from 7 to 10 a.m. on Northumberland897. Join me for interviews with fascinating artists and change makers, the best in Canadian roots music, and all the news, weather, and information you need to start your day off right. That's The Morning Show with David Newland, Mondays and Tuesdays, 7 to 10 a.m. on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
We now take you back to our special radio presentation remembering the assassination of President John F. Kennedy as it happened on this day 58 years ago, here on Northumberland 89.7.
A pretty song on a tragic day. And Fred is in Dallas. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you have more news.
Well, we now have the official word from Deputy Press Secretary Malcolm Kilduff. President Kennedy is dead. Kilduff made the announcement a couple of minutes ago. The president was shot at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 12:30 Central Time, along with Texas Governor John Connolly, as they were riding a motorcade through Dallas. The two were felled by an assassin that some witnesses say was in an upper floor of the nearby building, the Texas School Book Depository. There is also a report that a Secret Service agent was killed during the shooting, but there is no confirmation of this at this time. Vice President Lyndon Johnson is expected to be sworn in shortly as the 36th President of the United States. This is the fourth time in American history that a president has been assassinated. It also happened to President Lincoln in 1865, President Garfield in 1881, and William McKinley in 1901.
Thank you, Fred. I'm sorry you had to break that news, but well, I can't. We've been expecting it for the last half hour or so, and again, it's very tragic. Well, that's it. A recreation of how the Kennedy assassination might have been covered had Northumberland 89.7 existed on November 22nd, 1963. This radio play has been presented in real time, so something that happened at 1:15 on November 22nd, 1963 is reported at the same time in this year, 58 years later. I want to thank my two colleagues, Andy Kirkpatrick and Fred Lucan.